When it comes to outdoor adventure in Northern Ontario, fishing has to be one of the most popular pastimes out there. You'd think that everyone, just absolutely everyone, loves fishing. But in the interest of honest journalism, that is not exactly true. James Smedley confirmed this sentiment in a recent telephone interview from his home in Wawa, Ont. That's where Smedley runs his freelance photography and writing business that for the most part extols the virtues and pleasures of fishing. He is an award-winning outdoors writer, photographer, tournament fisher and is regarded as one of Northern Ontario fishing experts. Smedley recalled taking one of his daughters out in the boat for a day of fishing, and she spent most of the time quietly reading a book. At one point, he said, his daughter stood up, cast out a line and reeled in a very big fish. I was so pumped, Smedley remembered. And we took some pictures and let the fish go and I was so excited. So excited, he said. I just kept fishing and I tell her, oh, we're going to go back to that spot that maybe we'll catch another one. And she said, oh, no, that was fun. I'm done. And she went back to reading her book. So Smedley said he understands that as popular as fishing is, it is not everyone's cup of tea. It's pretty hard to convince people that they should enjoy fishing. Okay, you know, it'd be like someone telling me if I worked on my golf swing, I would like to golf more. If you're an avid fisher in Northern Ontario, chances are you've heard of Smedley, or read his stories in the outdoor adventure magazines and websites or have seen his photos of people enjoying fishing and other outdoor pursuits. In one recent blog post, Smedley admitted it was important to get caught up on work around the house because it would eventually allow him more time to go fishing. Smedley lives for fishing. Born and raised in Sault Ste. Marie, he caught the bug early in life when he was 7 or 8 years old and his dad gave him a fishing rod. Down at the Algoma Sailing Club, we used to sail a lot as a family. I would always have a fishing rod. Wherever we ended up, I would be fishing and I really didn't know what I was doing. And occasionally I would catch a fish and it was just like, wow, it's just so amazing. Smedley's love of fishing grew. After graduating university, he wasn't sure what to do, but decided to try freelancing as an outdoors writer. Friends tried to warn him off, he said, saying most of his articles would be rejected. As things turned out, Smedley said his first ever article was accepted by National Geographic Explorer magazine. Although he liked freelancing, he took a job as a news reporter with the Algoma News, a weekly paper in Wawa. In his spare time, Smedley learned that the fishing in that part of the north was legendary. He also learned that his heart was not into small-town news reporting. So I quit after a year just to go back to freelancing based out of Wawa, and there were lots of opportunities, he said. Smedley also learned there was a good market for outdoors photography. I started taking decent pictures and then I would be selling pictures to go with other people's stories and earning more than I made for stories, he said. So I started to get very serious about photography, and honestly that's what kept me in business. But it is the fishing that has kept him in the north all these years. He said he likes all types of fishing, in summer and winter. His favorite activity is to fly fish with dry flies for brook trout. Smedley didn't say precisely where to go for this but said there are some perfect places where it can be done. There are some great places. Like it only happens at certain times of the year. And it's just, you know, when the stars align, it works out and you have these amazing experiences, but you just can't do it whenever you want sort of thing. Smedley said fly fishing is a contemplative and poetic thing to do. He described it in detail. Well, when you cast a dry fly out, especially if you're fishing in current, it's got to float with the current, it's called a dead drift. Like if your line pulls the fly at all, the fish won't touch it generally, he explained. So you have to be skillful, you have to be able to get this dead drift. And then you also see the fish rise and hit the fly. And if you are too nervous and pull to set the hook, it'll pull it away from the fish before it gets in its mouth. It's super exciting, but you have to remain calm. And deliberate. And that's a lot of fun. Fishing in Ontario is regulated. In most cases, unless you're a child under 18 or a senior citizen, or a Canadian Forces veteran, you will need a fishing license. You should carry identification with you when you are fishing. Full details are available on the Ontario government website.